Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to encourage you to get ready. We're going to go into a message entitled, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, The Gospel of the Kingdom of God. A lot of preachers today are saying that they are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But when you go to the scripture and you look at the gospel that Jesus Christ preached, it don't sound nothing like the gospel the modern day preachers are preaching. So we're going to go into the message today, and I want you to look at Luke 4, verse 18. Jesus Christ, the head of the church, said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel." So we need to investigate the gospel that Jesus preached, and everyone else that don't sound like Jesus is not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go into the message now. God bless you.
Amen. Gracious Father, thank you for this evening Bible study. Thank you for the people who saw fit to come out tonight. The Lord, as we stand in the name of Jesus, stand with us. Lord, stand tall in us and help us to go into this book and open up the eyes of our understanding and let this book come alive to everybody here and help us to walk in it and live it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Okay, I really want to try to teach in line with the Holy Spirit tonight if the Lord help me. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. You're never going to get away from God's commandments. They all over the Bible. And so we may touch on that a time or two. Now, today I had an encounter with a preacher from Texas. And I love it. Y'all know I love what I do. Amen. I love these preachers too. And I felt so much compassion for this one. He called me. Now, I didn't call him. He called me, and he declared, if you say something and teach something that's not in this Bible, you are a false prophet. I said, yeah, I agree with you. He said, Moses wrote the commandments on those stones, not God. I said, first of all, brother, I'm going to hold you to what you just said now. I want you to go find that in the Bible. And I said, I'm going to stand up and tell you straight up, I'm going to call you a false prophet based on what you just said. Moses did not write the commandments the first time, the Ten Commandments, nor the second time. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I got to quoting so many scriptures to him. He got hot under the collar and about to hang up. I said, brother, hold on. Don't hang up, brother. Don't hang up. I had to beg him not to hang up. But preacher, I said, first of all, brother, as preachers, we have to be able to talk. Paul went head on with these guys in Jerusalem in the Acts chapter 15. So what we're doing is necessary if we come to a conclusion. I said, if the conversation get a little strong, look, brother, we just talking out of our passion. And he said, man, you know what? You're right. So I got him calmed down. He stayed on the phone with me. And he gave me his word that he going to call me back and find the scriptures. And he agreed that he would call himself a false prophet if he can't find it. I said, now I'm going to lock your number in. And if you don't call me back, I'm calling you back. That brother is not going to find that in the Bible. Preachers need to be real. Let's be real. If you don't know, you don't know. Okay? And this is important, saints. You know why it's important for you saints to hear this? Because at some point you're going to sit under some preacher somewhere. And you need to know what that preacher teaching you. And if you don't, you at fault. Amen? And I'm here to tell you, most of the preachers who stand behind this sacred desk, most, and according to the Bible, and according to what I've experienced in 37 years, most of them don't have a clue what they're saying. And I'm sorry to say it like that, and I'm sorry to sound like I'm coming over like I don't know everything, you know, but what I do know, I'm going to stand on. I'm going to stick with these scriptures. So he's supposed to call me back, and I said, now, if you don't call me, now, I said, I'm going to Bible study. I'll be out maybe about 9 or 10 o'clock, and I'm going to call you back. I said, now, when you going to call me? He said, I'll call you back tonight. I said, okay, if you don't call me, I'm going to call you. And the brother going to be called a false prophet. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go light on him. I'm going to say, brother, you know, I don't think you're a false prophet, but you're preaching a false message. And I want you to repent and let's reason together. And another thing he had mixed up was the laws of God versus the laws of Moses. Because in the New Testament, when it said we are not under law, most of them got that mixed up. They don't understand that God's laws are different from Moses' laws. And that's what got most of the church confused. And so I had a good dialogue with him. So y'all be praying for him. I'll go light on him. Amen. Okay, let's go. This morning when I got up, I was praying. And the Lord said, go to St. Mark. Well, actually, he said, go to the Gospels. I want you to go to St. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. And this morning, the Lord was telling me something. He said, there's a lot of preachers preaching, and they say they preach in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I heard a voice, and it was the Lord's voice. I heard a voice just as clear as day said, go to the Gospels. And he said, I want you to look and see what gospel Jesus preached. And when you see what gospel he preached, then go compare it with all of these preachers, especially your cross preachers, modern day cross preachers, and your modern day grace preachers. They say they preach in the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Spirit took me to the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I looked at the gospel that Jesus Christ preached, and it don't sound nothing like these preachers that claim they preach in the gospel. That was so interesting to me. St. Mark chapter 1, verse 1. So the Holy Spirit led me here and he said, go look at the gospel. All right. I went and looked at this verse and it says in St. Mark, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. All right. The truth of the matter is Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John is really the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay. Acts is not the gospel. Romans is not the gospel. Corinthians is not the gospel. Those are epistles, letters that the apostles wrote. Now, in their letter, they made reference to the gospel, okay, many times. But the gospel is Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John. That's the gospel. Now, Jesus, I shared this Sunday, I think, came out in Luke 4:18. Let's look at that. Then I'm going to come back to Mark. And it's important now. This may not seem important right now, but it really is to set the record straight. Luke 4:18. Jesus came out, and Luke records that when he walked in the synagogue, they gave him a book. They handed him a book, and we know it was the book of the prophet Isaiah. And the Bible said Jesus went to the book and found the place where it was written. He specifically, just like Judy doing right now, she opening up her Bible, writing notes. You go find the place it's written. Now, here's what he quoted in Luke 4:18. He said, this is Jesus talking. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Who is the Spirit of the Lord upon? Jesus. Okay. And he says, he has anointed me. Who did the Spirit anoint to preach the gospel? Jesus. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. And of course, we know this was people that was held captive by Satan, both with pain and different things they done went through in life and the Adamic nature. And we know that the blood that he shed on the cross reconciled the whole human race, ended sin, and the resurrection justifies us and saves us as we walk in his life. We know the cross and the blood is important, but my point here is everything he quoted here is the gospel, not one element of these verses. Now, to understand where Jesus got this from, you have to go search the scriptures. Now, St. John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus himself said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Let me put it in everyday layman terms. A lot of people in church think they're going to heaven. If you think you're going to heaven, search the scriptures. That's what Jesus was saying, okay? So you don't be fooled. Now, when Jesus said that, there were no New Testament at that time written. You didn't have Acts. You didn't have Corinthians. You didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You didn't have no New Testament writings at that time when Jesus said, go search the scriptures. So if we are going to understand what the gospel of Jesus Christ is, we got to go back and search the scriptures to see where he took that from. See, I'm making this plain, and some of y'all have heard this before, but I got a multitude of people on the radio who never heard this, so that's why I have to labor here, okay? Now, he took it from Isaiah 61, okay? Now, we may or may not get to that tonight, but he took it from Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, when you read that whole chapter, that is the presentation of the gospel that Jesus stepped out and said, the anointing is upon me to preach the gospel. Now, when we look at Isaiah 61 and when we look at Luke 4:18, we really get a picture of what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. Now, if we come in 2016 and hear a preacher on television, on radio, and on the internet, in a local church that claiming they preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when you investigate their gospel and go to this Bible and it don't sound alike, you need to conclude that person is not preaching the gospel. He done made up something that he's calling the gospel. All right. Now, let's go back to Mark. I'm laying a foundation here because God told me to teach this for the radio, and you just get to hear it first. And this is going to save some people from hell because many people have been taught stuff that not even in this Bible and think they're going to heaven. All right, Mark 1 and verse 1 again. It says, the gospel according to Mark and all those other gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them, that's a gospel account of Jesus Christ too. But now right here, I like Mark. It says again, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jump down to verse 8. John the Baptist came, he was the forerunner for Jesus. And the scripture said, it is written, I will send my messenger before my face. This is John the Baptist. He's the messenger that was sent before the Messiah would be introduced. Verse 8 says, I indeed baptize you with water, but he shall baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost. All right? Now, this is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The forerunner for Jesus Christ stated that he, Jesus, going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. In other words, he going to be the one to usher in the Spirit. He going to bring you and introduce you to the Spirit. He going to give you his Holy Spirit. All right, now go on down to verse 10. It says, straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. All right, now John recognized after he baptized him, he saw the Spirit of God in the form of a dove coming down out of glory and lighting up on Jesus. Now, it's giving attention to the Spirit of God. And John just said, when he, Jesus, come, he gonna baptize you in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. All right, now let's look at verse 14, and we're gonna go down to verse 16, St. Mark. I'm going somewhere. Most of you know this, so follow me. All right. In verse 14, it says, now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. All right. Now, the writer said the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus Christ came on the scene, what did Jesus preach? The gospel of the kingdom of God. So the gospel of Jesus Christ was about the kingdom of God. Okay? Now the kingdom of God resides in the Holy Ghost. Because the Bible says that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy. And where is all that righteousness, peace, and joy? In the Holy Ghost. So we're dealing with the Holy Ghost tonight. And Jesus is the one that's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Jesus, when he came preaching the kingdom of God, which included the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, let's go look at a couple of verses about the Holy Spirit. And then I want to show you something else. Go to John 16, John 16 and verse 13. I just laid a foundation there, and I want to see if you got the foundation that I tried to lay.
That basically that the gospel of Jesus Christ was taught by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
They record what the gospel of Jesus, the good news of Jesus Christ. Right. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay.
And that the kingdom has come and is in the Holy Spirit.
And when Jesus came, the gospel he was preaching was about the kingdom of God. Get the mic.
The gospel that he came preaching was about the kingdom of God.
Was about the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? Somebody explain that. It's righteousness.
Peace, joy.
Peace and joy. Where is all this righteousness, peace, and joy? It's in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, all of them the same. All right. All of that is in the Spirit. Now, Jesus, when he come, he's the one going to give you the Spirit. Okay? So we're talking about the Spirit tonight, believe it or not. But we need to get all this straight, because I think people don't really get the real Spirit because they don't have the real message. Church folks been taught to speak with stammering tongue, and God's no longer honoring that. Look, the Holy Ghost is a changed life inside. That's the first thing, you know. And God's changing this thing now. I'm not telling you he's taking you away from what the Bible say. I'm not saying that. There's going to be a real manifestation of stammering lips and speaking in another tongue. There's a real manifestation coming. But for a long time, it's been a fake Holy Ghost in the church. And some of these tongues, these people speaking, the Holy Ghost not uttering that. God showed me that. And one guy stood right here Sunday before last and testified, man, the pastor told me to just say what he said. And my mind went back to my experience. Just repeat after me. He said, man, I'm saying these tongues, but I know I ain't changed. The guy told me that right there at the altar. I said, I'm telling you, the devil done ushered in a false Holy Ghost in the church. The real one. Not only were you going to say something, you're going to see something. If I don't see no change in your life, you ain't got him. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Holy Ghost. And I'm probably going to be on the Holy Ghost a little while, but I'm never going to leave the commandment because he's going to take you back there, because the commandments will become a reality when you really got the real Holy Ghost. All right, John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, all right, he's called the Holy Ghost. He's called the Holy Spirit. Right here, he's called the Spirit of truth. All these, we're talking about the same person. Everybody agree? All right. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, here's one of the things he's going to do. He's going to guide you into all, A-L-L, truth. You're not going to be caught up in lies unless you want to, unless you're not listening to him. If you listen to him, you will not buy lies. He's going to tell you if somebody lying. He's going to tell you if that's the truth, the real Holy Ghost. All right? He said he's going to guide you into all truth. And watch this. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he shall show you things to come. When is the last time God showed you anything? And confirm it. I'm not saying God showed me, and you never have the proof that God showed you. I'm talking about God showed you, and that's evidence God showed you. So we got to ask ourselves a question. What has God shown me lately? What do I see in the Spirit? And is it really spiritual? Is it really God showing it to me? Because if I got the real thing, he going to show me some stuff. He going to speak to you. And he never going to speak to you for you to worship the Holy Spirit or pray to the Holy Spirit. He said he going to speak what he hear. And in one verse he said he going to glorify Christ. All right? Let's look at another scripture. I'm just waiting your taste on the Holy Ghost. John 14, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Truth. And we're going to see another name for him in a few minutes. John 14:16. Anybody got any questions? You can please stop me at any time, or you want to interject something, let me know. We're in Bible study.
Possibly.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, when you talked about confirming, mm-hmm. I do know that God does confirm mm-hmm. through his word. And I mentioned it to you before, and, you know, I tell my family that when I hear you speaking on something, the Lord will confirm it through his word and sometimes through other, like, ministers.
Other means, and other ministers.
Yeah, so he truly does confirm his word. You know, I know for a fact, you know, I can truly say that he has confirmed his word, especially when it's coming from here. You know, he definitely confirms his word.
Brother Shalonda, and I'm glad you said that, because look, I'm telling y'all, there's a fake Holy Ghost been around the church for a long time. This is the real one. The real one going to show you things. The real one going to talk to you. He going to confirm stuff. Now, see, now watch this. Every believer ought to have a testimony similar to that, one way or the other. Because if God not showing you things and not talking to you and not confirming things, you got to ask, do I have God? See, we got to put everything to the test now. Because everybody that walk in church and come to church, I don't know what Holy Ghost people got. I'm telling y'all. But it's not the real one. That's the real one. Because he's going to show you things. And I know someone else might could say something else, you know. But let's just start being conscious that he's going to show you things to come. If you're not seeing anything in the spirit, God's not confirming anything, wake him up or something. You ain't got to wake him up. I'm just trying to wake you up and let you see this thing real. Wake up something in you, because it ain't going to be nothing dead. This thing is real. If I'm driving to Houston, we're driving to Houston, and I see a sign, Dallas, 50 miles. Just keep driving. Dallas, Texas, 40 more miles. Keep seeing this. I'm driving to Houston now. See another sign, Dallas, Texas, 20 miles. Come on now. You're heading to Dallas. You see? And why did I say that? If God is with me, I supposed to be seeing some signs. Something's supposed to be happening in my life. Something's supposed to be confirming it. I'm supposed to feel him in the pit of my belly sometime. It ain't about feelings, but because, you know, sometime I'm lost. I haven't felt you in a while, and boy, the power of God come up on me. Some kind of way it's in the center of your belly. Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's the center of your life. Some kind of way the real Holy Ghost, man, it's some kind of way. See, we got to test this thing. Let's test this, man. Either we got the real one or just a fake one.
Because, Apostle, I was sharing with Bishop, and I was reading the scripture, and I said, Bishop, that scripture touched me.
Come on. There you go. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's just like a boat, a light boat.
Yes, I like that. Yes, we need to see some signs. See, God was talking. He was showing you things. That was a beautiful scripture you sent me that day, too.
Hey, Lord, I was like, in a... And when he confirmed it on the news, when it said the great flood.
See, God talking to you. Okay, John chapter 10. My sheep hear my. When was the last time you heard his voice? You see what I'm saying? You got to hear his voice. He got to show you things. He'll comfort. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm telling y'all, this. The Bible said, prove all things. I'm proving what I got. I ain't going to sit around and be no fool. I'm proving what I got. If this stuff real I'm preaching, where's the God of Elijah? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen? And he walks with me and talks with me. He lead me and guide me. There's no way I could have known to put the right things. I tell my wife what to put on the radio. The Spirit was leading me to put things on at the right time to address lies when it needs to be addressed. He's supposed to be guiding you. We're going to talk a little bit about the Holy Ghost. Okay? So, John, that's good. I'm convinced he's moving in y'all life, because he's moving in mine. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. He's called the Holy Ghost. He's called the Holy Spirit. He's called the Spirit of Truth. Here he's called the Comforter. When was the last time you had a tough situation and you felt comfort? He's a comforter. When my daughter called me that Sunday morning, I was troubled in my soul. And when she called me back 2 or 3 times, it didn't mean I didn't have faith. I had nothing but faith, because I said, God is well in Jesus' name. But I had already concluded, no matter what, I got to trust God. No matter what happened, I'm going to trust God. I still didn't want my daughter to end up drowning in that flood. But she called me back 2 or 3 times, and I'm still 30 minutes away, and I'm going to try to get the boat to go over there to get her out of the water, and the water constantly coming up. There was a comfort in my heart. He comforted me. He gave me peace. What is that doing for me? Letting me know I got the real Holy Ghost. When you're in trouble, when you're going through pressures, when you're going through situations in life, because Jesus said in this world you're going to have trouble. That's supposed to be, if the real God is with you, you're supposed to be comforted. It's a comforter. Amen? I'm reintroducing the church to the Holy Ghost. And this is what, I don't know how long I'm going to be on this, But I follow the lead of the Spirit in my teaching, because I'm not through teaching on the commandments, because I've only taught three of them yet. I'm going to do all of them. But I'll go back when it's time. All right. Let's look at something else. John 14:26. He's called the Holy Ghost. He's called the Holy Spirit. He's called the Spirit of Truth. He's called the Comforter. And these names give you the nature of who he is and what he'll do. These names tell you something about him. All right, St. John 14:26 now. And we're going to get back to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because a lot of people saying they preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and their gospel presentation don't sound like what Jesus preaching. So I'm going to have to say they're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're preaching what they think the gospel of Jesus Christ is. All right, St. John 14:26. But the Comforter, okay, we just saw another verse where he called him the Comforter. Now, this verse here is verified. But the Comforter, didn't he tell you who it is? Which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He sends him in the name of Jesus. He only acts upon the name of Jesus. And we embrace Jesus. And when you embrace Jesus, he come to embrace you. And when you preach the real gospel of Jesus Christ, it should be some movement of the Holy Ghost. And he told me if I just preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and reintroduce the church to the real Holy Ghost, that he'll manifest in the people's lives. You have what you say, you have what you preach, and I'm going to preach it till he manifests in your life, because he manifested in mine. And that's what gives me the comfort to know I'm on the right road heading to Houston, because I see the Houston signs. In my case, I see heaven. Wow. Come on. Heaven. Closer every day. I'm on my way to heaven. And if you don't see no signs, you see what I'm saying? Well, you need some signs. And the Holy Ghost is going to give you some signs. Because we're not playing church. I'm not. And I don't think you are. Okay, but it said the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He's going to teach you all things. He's going to comfort you. He's going to teach you truth. All right, but now go back to this. It says, peace I leave with you. Now, the peace he's talking about is a spirit, because he's going to comfort you and impart peace to you. And I can't tell you how my mind was thinking. It was a terrible feeling, you know, to have, you know, if you had one of your kids and you know they're about to get drowned or something, you have a bad feeling because you're human. But at the same time, he pumped peace in me and comforted me and let me know all was well. And I'm just trying to tell y'all my experience and tell you how God comforted me. Amen. And got me through that pressure. And whatever pressure you go through, he can get you through it. It's what I'm trying to tell you. But now, keep in mind, I like verse 31. He said, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let us go hence. Now, do anybody know what commandment was given to Jesus? I'll show you. John 15:10. And see, some of these words you see commandment singular, then you see commandments plural. He really talking about the same thing, because the commandments can be described in a single command called love. It's the same thing. And the Father is the one gave these commandments. Now, Jesus said, as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Let's look at the commandments he gave him. John 15:10. It says, if you love me, keep my commandment. Now, when you read his presentation of teaching the kingdom of God in Matthew 5, he was teaching the commandments of God, the Ten Commandments.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. To call us, you can call at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the next broadcast.